Well, there are three different kinds of gorilla. There's the mountain gorilla, the western lowland, and the eastern lowland. The mountain gorilla is by far the rarest of the lot, only a population of about 350. And it's restricted in two areas, one in a forest in Uganda, and the other in the Virunga volcanoes, in a national park that actually straddles three different countries, Zaire, Rwanda, and Uganda. They've been threatened by a number of different things over the years. Rainforest destruction is one of the most important threats, obviously, as their habitat declines and the forests are chopped down and burnt, then they have fewer places to go. And they're, in fact, in the Virunga volcanoes, actually isolated. If anything were to happen there, they'd have nowhere else to go. They live in very close-knit family groups, with the young ones staying with their families and the whole group being protected by one or two silverbacks, the big adult males that grow to a height bigger than your average man, more than 6 feet. They're vegetarians. They eat a whole variety of different plants and fruits and things in the forest that they live. Tend to be fairly lazy animals. They don't like climbing trees too much to find food, so they just sit on the forest floor and pick at any of the plants they can find within arm's reach. They have to eat a great deal because they're not eating a lot of protein and so on, and they're such big animals, they need a lot of the vegetarian type food in order to survive. Like most other primates, they only have one or two babies at a time, and they're very protective of them. They spend a great deal of time teaching them how to do things, and they're very, very patient with the babies when they get up to mischievous tricks, and they play and they climb all over the adults, and they let them get away with virtually anything. And they'll also protect them against any danger. And the young ones, as they grow up, they stay with the family group. If they're a male, eventually they'll probably have to leave, and they'll spend several years travelling around the forest on their own. The females tend to stay in the family groups for most of their lives, although very occasionally, when two family groups will cross over, the females will abandon one and move over to the other, maybe if they're fed up with their males or just feel like a change.